In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, the 26th day of the blessed month of Tut, may God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, it was announced to Zacharias, the priest, the birth of John the Baptist. Zacharias was well advanced in years, and his wife Elizabeth was barren, and their time for begetting children had passed. Zacharias was praying and beseeching God persistently to give him a child, because the children of Israel reviled anyone without a son and treated him with ignominy. They would say about him that he was without the blessing that God had told Adam in these words, "Be fruitful and multiply." The Lord had compassion on him, and he hearkened to his petition. He sent him Gabriel, the angel, to announce to him the birth of John. The angel came to him while he was in the sanctuary, as it is mentioned in the Holy Gospel of St. Luke 1:11, and announced to him the birth of the great prophet John, and that he should precede the Christ, as it was said by the prophets, "He shall go before him." He asked the angel, "Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife full advanced in years." The angel told him that he was sent from God to announce that to him, and it is not seemly for him to doubt. He then told him that he shall be dumb till the birth of the child. On the day of John's circumcision, they asked him about the child's name. He asked it for a tablet and wrote on it, "John," and straight away his mouth opened. Then he spoke and praised God and prophesied concerning his son, John, and the Lord Christ. He prophesied about his son that he would be a prophet, and he should go before the face of the Lord. The prayers of this priest be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.